way to 30 degrees today. Lots of sunshine, a UV index of 10. That puts it in the very high range. Tomorrow, much the same. Slight chance of showers and another high of 30. Looking great for the weekend. 20 in the capital.
Quick and compact car reviews. It's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Jim Bray was on the line with us. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How about that Nissan Rogue that you don't like?
Well, I have to admit, it's not going to go down in history as my favorite vehicle. I mean, it's kind of, they make the Murano, which is a little higher end, and I like that one a lot better. But the things about the Rogue, it's just, it's kind of bland. I could not get a comfortable seating position in it. Not sure about their advertising. I mean, on the website it says 7 liters per 100 kilometer. Now, I mean, I never get what they say on there, but I'm doing about 12. That's a substantial difference. And it's been like that since I got the car. So whoever had it before me was doing about 12 as well. I mean, it's okay. It has some nice things about it. It has a backup camera, the standard equipment, but it doesn't have other things like, it does have Bluetooth for your phone.
Right.
It doesn't have automatic headlights. It has a continuously variable transmission, which I'm really starting to not like these things.
Right.
They suck all of the fun out of driving, but it's also noisy. It kind of whines and wheezes, and the engine sounds a little rough when you first start it up. Other than that, I mean, it performs okay. 170 horsepower, 175 foot-pounds of torque. So, you know, it moves along reasonably well.
Right.
Has a good sunroof. It opens and closes with one touch. You know, really, nothing really seriously wrong with it. It's just, it never really connected with me. I just don't really care for it.
So, in its price range, what else can you get and what's better?
Well, in its price range, it starts around 23 grand, so, you know, give or take a couple, you can get, even maybe a Honda CR-V, you know, a low-end version of that. To me, that's a more compelling drive.
All right, live885.com. Click on the startup engine for more with Jim Bray. We'll go back to him in just a sec. Three doors down from Live 88.5.
30 again, and niceness right through the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, 27 Saturday, 25 on Sunday.
Nice.
20 nice degrees now in Ottawa.
Nice, nice. It's the Live 88.5 Startup and our Car Crasher. He does audio auto reviews for us. You'll find the written stuff at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. It's our buddy Jim Bray. And what about the Kia Optima, Jim?
You know, this car really surprised me. It actually amazed me. I've only driven a couple of Kias, and I've been quite impressed with them. But this Optima, it's their high-end one. They had this one, sort of a luxury one, a couple of years ago, and it was butt ugly. This new one is beautiful. The only thing I really didn't like about its appearance is it had these strange wheels that looked like flying saucers. But other than that, the car is just amazing. Mine was the top of the line. I mean, you can get into one for around 22 grand.
Right.
Mine was 35, and it had everything. I was just blown away. It has it's a 2-liter turbo 4, putting out 274 horsepower, so it moves along quite nicely. And a bonus to that is that the speedometer is mounted deeply in the dash, so people in the passenger seat in the back seat can't see how fast you're going. The model on this one was the top of the line. There were no options on it. It has ventilated and heated front seats, navigation system, an Infiniti 8-speaker stereo, Bluetooth for phone and for streaming, power heated mirrors, power seats, auto dimming rearview mirror, rearview camera, HID headlights, 18-inch wheels, automatic climate control, smart key with push button start, you name it, this thing had it. They had a big sunroof that opened and closed with one touch. A couple of things about it. Like, you open the sunroof after it had been raining, and the rain tended to drop down onto your head. Now, I don't know whether that was just because we had a strange rainfall or whether Kia maybe still hasn't figured that out, because they're still an up-and-comer.
Right.
But I must tell you, for what this car has and for the price, it amazed me. I think so far, I mean, it's only June, but so far, this is my car of the year.
Wow. No kidding. That's huge. That's
nice
huge.
To drive, you know. I mean, the engine sounded a little bit rough when you first started up, and it's cold.
Right.
But other than that, you know, you just turn up the steering. You don't worry about that anyway. But it drives really nicely.
Wow. So yeah, that does sound like a winner. Jim, thanks as always for your time.
My pleasure.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. His written reviews at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. The Kia Optima.
Could be car of the year
Could
for
be
Jim Bray.
Car of the year. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. It sounds like a real deal, too. 842 at Live 88.5.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for the Ottawa Hospital and CHEO Lottery. Go to weallwin.ca to order your tickets today. Eastbound.